With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Make your home that much merrier with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Right now, you can save up to 40% off everything. With Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window coverings doesn't mean you have to sacrifice style or service. From blinds, drapes, and shutters to convenient motorized shades, the toy you'll use all year long, Blinds.com makes upgrading your whole home easy and affordable. And Blinds.com's design experts are always here for live consultations to help you make the right choice for your space. Need help with measuring and installing? We have you covered there too. Shipping is always free, and everything's backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Hurry to Blinds.com for up to 40% off everything. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get dressed, ye women and ye men, in Tommy John each day.
Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
Ho, 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 ho. With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One little all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy, whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
Ho, 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 ho. This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Both Jaguars receivers, Calvin Ridley, like you said, it's time. It's time to have a discussion about Calvin Ridley.
It's time.
And Christian Kirk, where are we at with the Jags, dude?
Yeah, almost kind of a question I was asking you, because I know when you're in redraft going through, like, Ridley's just nothing this season right now because he can't play. But they thought the trade was really interesting. I think he's a perfect fit there. Trevor Lawrence has been balling out the last couple of weeks, starting to develop a little bit more. I think he's kind of that perfect missing piece where, like, I'm not a big Zay Jones fan, but he's been getting I heard you and James going back, getting tethered into wide receiver three. But
James, man, I mean, Zay Jones, come on, man. I mean, he's fine. He's an NFL player.
He's okay. You have to be to put up the kind of yardage he did last week. Like, he's adequate. Like, he's going to have his games. And I've loved Christian Kirk out of college. I was a huge fan with him. Arizona moving over, I think he's a great player, but I think he has his limits in terms of what he can do. I think we've seen that he kind of disappears against bad matchups when he's got to go out there and, like, beat the defense. He's not really doing it. He's kind of just there when the yards are there. And I think Ridley can really step in there. I think he's an outside receiver. He can beat man coverage, beat zone, beat press. He can play in the slot. I think he's kind of will walk into the number one situation there. And I think he's almost like a meld of, like, what you want Zay Jones to be plus what Christian Kirk is currently as just, like, a great wide receiver. That I don't think Kirk, because Kirk's, I think, a top 10 wide receiver right now when you look at fantasy rankings of like scoring, right?
Oh yeah, he's been awesome.
So this is probably the best season he's ever going to have. It is my personal. I don't think really, because he's been scoring touchdowns like mad, and I don't really see him as like a huge touchdown guy. So when you have Ridley walk in the field next year, I think he moves down the rankings quite a bit. And if you're talking dynasty for me, let's say I'm not worried about the end of this season for any reason, you're out of competition, whatever, I'll take Ridley over Kirk 10 out of 10 times because I just think he's a better receiver.
Yeah, I think all that's fair. It's definitely like at their peaks, better receiver. Now, I like Christian Kirk. I was in on Christian Kirk this year. I had him in the top, or the receivers I have above consensus. Was very, very excited about Kirk. And in the dynasty notes for him, I have was flat out disrespected this offseason, can play, and it's clicking in Jacksonville. Like, I like Christian Kirk. Obviously, the thing with Ridley is just like, he's been away from football for a long time now. And that's always risky, right? Like, I'm with you that as a player at his peak, I mean, just pulling up his 2020 reception perception, Calvin Ridley. And this was when, you know, he was playing for most of the year as the number one receiver. Like Julio Jones was hurt a bunch that year. Now, I don't have his, I guess I can go back and do his 2021 season when we're talking about the coming into this year. But like just revisiting this 2020 season, 89th percentile success rate versus man coverage, 81st percentile success rate versus press. Like, yeah, you know what the Jacksonville Jaguars are missing right now? Somebody who can beat man coverage on the outside. Like Zay Jones, he ain't beating man coverage consistently on the outside. Marvin Jones, he's not. Let me tell you what, he's not beating man coverage consistently.
He's not beating any coverage on the outside.
Right. I mean, that's a tough scene there for Marvin Jones, but he can at least make those plays like he did on the touchdown, to end the game last week. So shout out to him for that. But overall, this is absolutely like in a hypothetical sense, this is what the Jacksonville Jaguars need is a guy like Calvin Ridley. So I understand your optimism there.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little more concerned if he was out due to injury. I know he's been away for football for a long time, but like, these guys are athletes. I don't think he is ready to step away from football. I think it's unfortunate that he lost this season, but yeah, I'm excited for him to, I'm excited for him to come back. I think it's almost like a fresh start for him. You're out of Atlanta. You don't have those issues. The Jaguars are, they're on a kind of an up and upcoming team. They've got a decent quarterback. I just think it's a really great spot. Remember after that trade, just being like, I don't think there's a better spot for him. They just kind of have like a gaping hole of like, we need a number one guy, and their offense might just click because you've got Christian Kirk in the slot. Like you said, Zay Jones is a perfectly fine number 3-4 wide receiver. And then you've got Calvin Ridley stepping in as like a one. If he can return to form, I think he's well worth going out and getting right now if you can get any sort of like discount on the price tag. And I think he cuts into the value of Christian Kirk quite a bit, which worries me because I love Christian Kirk and I think he's been having like a great season. I don't know if they can feed that many mouths when you have Ridley in the situation. We've got Ridley, you've got ETN, who's a good receiving back, and then you still have Zay Jones, you've got Evan Ingram there. I don't know if this I think personally this might be the best season Kirk has moving forward. So I'd be a little concerned with him in Dynasty.
I think that's fair. The Jaguars, by the way, they have their own first round pick. I don't think they'd use that on a wide receiver after trading for Calvin Ridley, but like a second, third round pick. The one thing I think they could use is like a big body X receiver. Cause I think even in a ideal world, you probably want Calvin Ridley to be like your Stephon Diggs flanker type of receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just talking about Steph Diggs, like a Gabe Davis type of like he doesn't have to be the best separator, but like a big guy that can win downfield, stuff like that. That would really complete this receiver core. But even if they walk into next year, if Calvin Ridley's fully integrated, fully into the program, they walk into the season with him as their number one guy on the outside. And, you know, Zay Jones is doing his Zay Jones thing. And, Christian Kirk's in the slot. Like, that's pretty good. Like, I think that's good enough to get by. But I still think they might add a rookie to it. But so bottom line, I have pre-update, I've got Christian Kirk pretty high as wide receiver 30. I'm sure that's probably ahead of consensus, although I don't know, of course. Do you think he needs to probably go down? And like, you know, I'm a little cautious with Ridley. I still have him pretty low, but I don't know. All right, where you think from brass tack standpoint, I know you'd rather have Calvin Ridley, but I do still think that's a little bit of a hypothetical.
Yeah, I think consensus right now, Kirk is at 36, so not too far behind. He's come up a lot recently.
Yeah.
He was at like 49, so seeing him up at 36 is kind of right where if I'm looking at Calvin Ridley, and I mean, yeah, it is, it's hard. It is a little hypothetical. He will come back, but I think he'll have a full off season with the Jaguars. There's no suspension on that. I would prefer him to both of the Broncos wide receivers right now. So I'm probably sitting him at like 35, 34. Yeah. So maybe right there with, I think him and Kirk almost, yeah. If I'm talking myself into this, I'd probably hedge him. I'd probably put him back to back walking into the season of my dynasty rankings, like cheating, rubbing off on me already. But hey, yeah, I think I would. I think I'd put him right there. I wouldn't hurt to have him up a little bit, maybe in like the low 30s. I'd rather have him than Treylon Burks, if that means anything. I think he's, maybe. I don't know. That's tight. But yeah, that's I think tough. He's still in his prime. Like, he's still young. He's 27 years old. That's, we see a lot of wide receivers kind of peaking right there. And none of it's due to injury. It's a little bit of hypothetical, but I think he was a great wide receiver. I really like the fit there. I'm pretty confident in him moving forward that. And I just like that pairing. Trevor Lawrence is looking a lot better. The Jaguars are looking a lot better. I think he'll walk into a big target share there, and I really think he'll fit well in that offense.
And this is something that we see, too, with these guys. Like, I mean, I think they could be a really great 1-2 punch, Christian Kirk and Christian Kirk and Calvin Ridley there, if it all works out. Like, again, I keep wanting to come back to this, that it is sort of like a let's just see him in training camp, actually see him integrated, all that type of stuff. It would theoretically be a really great situation. And we see this too with these slot guys, like when the outside player can help elevate the ceiling of the entire offense, like that can be good for these slot receivers. Now the Jaguars are a pretty good offense from like dropback EPA. They rank sixth, overall. They actually are like fourth in dropback success rate. Like, they've been a surprisingly really efficient offense, but I think that they can be more of like a voluminous yards touchdowns type offense if they really have a number one outside receiver and Trevor Lawrence takes yet another step, which is certainly something that can happen. So I like that discussion there.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Last guy we're going to talk about here in the wide receiver section, Deebo Samuel. And I'm glad you put him on the outline here, because this is tough. Where's Deebo, like, consensus wise?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up as we speak too. I think he's still high up there. He's at 14 actually, and you have him at 15. So you're pretty much spot on with consensus with Deebo.
Yeah, I'm 15. So, and I wrote in the notes, and I think this is probably what I had at the notes, and I put him out in the offseason. Wouldn't bank on 2021 efficiency, but very good player in a strong ecosystem. And I think I have him as a hold/sell. Yeah. So, okay. That makes sense to me, but yeah, man, I'm struggling with Deebo right now. So give me your thoughts and then we'll go back and forth here.
Yeah. I almost brought it back. You were having a conversation, I think it was on Twitter, about like wide receivers being in the right role for themselves, like the Cooper Kupp role. Like, if you take Cooper Kupp out of the Cooper Kupp role, he's clearly not as valuable. He's not going to be that number one overall wide receiver if you just put him outside against man coverage every year. It's just not going to work. And I think that was kind of what happened with Deebo last year, is he was put in the Deebo Samuel role. Like, that was the best role he could be in. He's getting 6 to 8 rushes a game. He's getting the little dump offs. And we saw a season where he's not really in the same role as he was before. He's not seeing as many of the rushes. He's kind of competing with Christian McCaffrey for those like short yardage screen catches. That's kind of limited his upside. And I mean, I don't really know if he gets back to that role.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I think that the Christian McCaffrey trade couldn't have seen that coming. Of course.
No.
I think it's really made it, I think it's made a bad situation already worse for, like, already bad situation worse for Deebo Samuel, because like, I think Debo's a good player in certain areas of playing wide receiver. Like, he's a great slant route runner. He's a great dig route runner. Like, all that in-breaking stuff, great zone beater. He's a little bit more of like a downfield receiver than people give him credit for, like post routes, stuff like that. But he is not, and I think people were ready to put him in this bucket after what he did last year. He is not a, you know, a Justin Jefferson type of receiver. He is not like Stephon Diggs or even a guy like AJ Brown. You know, he's just not that type of receiver. And a lot of what he did last year was before the rushing stuff, even was like those gimme routes, you know, like in addition to doing those big boy type things like post routes, dig routes, in breaking stuff over the middle against zone coverage, he got a lot of gimmies. Those gimmies are now going to, he's at least splitting those with McCaffrey, which is a troublesome situation. I feel like McCaffrey will be there long term. Deebo will be there long term. We also have no idea what the offense is going to look like next year because Jimmy's not going to come back. My conspiracy theory is Tom Brady will be the starter next year, and they'll still be developing Trey Lance for the 10th year in a row. But that's
The Giselle curse follow him to 49ers, or does that stay with the Buccaneers?
Great question. We'll have to consult with my wife on that one. We'll get into the, I guess I can't say we'll get into the lab. We'll get into the coven. I don't, what is the witch
altar? Altar. Yeah, you get into the altar.
Oh, God. Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. We'll work that out if Brady decides to play another year here. Because I mean, I thought the curse might be over once the divorce went final, and then Tristan Wirfs is going to miss like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and Mike Evans is, you know, hurt or something. So I don't know. We'll get back to that. We'll come back to that one. But yeah, so Deebo right now. But like again, this was a bad situation, I think, even before Christian McCaffrey got there. Like in the first few weeks of the season, 2 catches, 14 yards in week one, 5 catches, 44 yards in week two, 5 for 73, 6 for 115 and a touch when he broke that crazy one against the Rams. But like a lot of what he did last year before the rushing stuff was without Brandon Ayuk. Like that's the thing that was killing me this offseason was like, you know, folks want that like weeks 1 through 8 role. Like we need that, right? Like that's what we need Deebo to have that role. That was never coming back again because Brandon Ayuk was in the doghouse and he clearly was not, I mean, not just not going to be in the doghouse, but he was going to break out as a legit like stud receiver on the outside. So it makes, I think, the Deebo thing a little problematic from a variety of angles, but that's just where we're at right now. Like the 49ers have way too many good players, which is a problem for fantasy, not for real life. They have way too many good players. They have a quarterback in Jimmy G who's still like a product of his environment type of guy, not like necessarily a teammate elevator. So I don't know, where does that leave us with Deebo Samuel, who I did make the move to put Ayuk and Deebo in the same tier. And I definitely think that needs to be the case.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you said they're kind of cutting into each other's work with a place where Ayuk has his own role in that offense that seems to be pretty solidified at this point, kind of safe. Like he's playing that outside X receiver role. McCaffrey's not cutting into that for anybody.
No.
Kittle's not cutting into that. And he's going to be there for a bit. I think they're well, like almost back to back to me. Like they're putting up similar production. Deebo's still going to have his games because he's like a 1-for-1 type of player. But I don't know. It's concerning to me. I don't think he's that one that people wanted him to be this year. He's almost more of a volatile two. If you're looking for dynasty, he did sign that massive contract, so he's not going anywhere either. That offense is great. They're loaded. I don't want to come up against them in real life, but when you're looking at fantasy, they've made each other so volatile where like Kittle's not reliable anymore. Even CMC is kind of, I mean, sure he's dealing with the injury, but he doesn't have the same volume. They all work really, really well together on the field, and that's just not great for your fantasy lineup. You're not going to really see that same Deebo ever again, I don't think, from last year with the way it sits right now.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever seeing that again. That was like, I know this is typical stupid analysis, but it's like that was like a magical season, and you're never gonna see that again. A good player, but I don't think he's like a consistent wide receiver one for fantasy. Like he would need Ayuk to leave, which is, by the way, possible, right? Like Ayuk is coming into his third year. He'll be fourth year next year, fifth year after that. Like I could see a situation where Ayuk actually could be like a trade target for teams in the offseason that want to, like, that would give him a big deal because they still have Kittle on a big contract. They have McCaffrey on a big contract. Like they got to do something with the quarterback thing. And, you know, Deebo obviously on a big contract. And Ayuk has just been so good this year. Week 6, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns, 82 yards, 81 yards, 84, 20 yards, but 2 touchdowns, 65 yards was his like lowest game last week on 8 targets. Like he's just been great. I don't know. I would love to see him in like a traditional drop back offense that just asks like the number one wide receiver to win. So he's a guy that I think is still like a screaming buy. But we'll see what happens with this offense. Very strange one to project for next year.
No, I agree. Both him and Ayuk and Deontay Johnson for me, I was like, I would love for either of these two guys to go to the Bears to be with Justin Fields. And then it was like Chase Claypool. And I was like, ah, cool. I was like, that's where we spent our second round pick. But okay, it's fine. Neither of those two are moving anyway. So, I mean, yeah, so it, with Debo sitting there, so you have him ranked 14. I mean, 15, sorry. He's consensus ranked 14. That's above Garrett Wilson, Drake London. Well, not in your rankings, but let's say consensus rankings. I think we're both on the same page that we would take either of those two at this point in Dynasty over him.
I'd take all three of the rookies over Debo for sure. Like, if offered a trade, I don't have Debo on any Dynasty teams, but just if I did, I wouldn't think twice about it. Like, if someone offered me that, I'd take it in a minute.
So let's get a little tougher then. What about when you start getting to like Devonta Smith, who's someone that's sitting a little bit more at the end of that like range, like maybe your Devonta Smith, Rashad Bateman area?
Yeah, I have those dudes in the same tier. I mean, Bateman's tough just because he's coming off an injury whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'd probably rather have Debo Samuel because I think Smith's a good player, but in that offense, like he's always going to be like a 1B at the best to AJ Brown. So I don't know though. I just there's definitely like a scenario where Debo, who by the way injured again, always struggling with injuries. Like there's definitely he's a very not safe floor type of player.
I have him on my fantasy team. It's very stressful. Every week they're like, Debo Samuel's question. I'm like, oh, it's the hamstring. It's like, no, it's the quad. And I'm like, what do you mean the quad? I thought it was a hand. They're like, other hamstring, other quad this week. And you're like, oh.
All right, Zach, this has been awesome. Our time runs short. Appreciate all of the great stuff on the podcast. Tell the people what you've got going on and where they can follow you on the Twitter machine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of my work is on a really great website that you should check out called receptionperception.com.
A great website, people.
Great website. I write some Dynasty articles there, as well as sometimes fill in some big shoes on the podcast. And then you can also find me at Twitter. It's at @Zachic_FF. And that is where you can find most of my personal stuff, where I throw out some random tweets during game day, my personal opinions and my hot takes. And you can follow me on there, as well as should follow Reception Perception Twitter, as we have a little bit of a dual hand in that sometimes.
There we go. Yeah. All right, Zach, appreciate it, man. Of course, for everyone else out there, thank you for listening. You should subscribe to the show if you're not already. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. That would really help us grow the show. And of course, as Zach mentioned, if you haven't already, check out receptionperception.com. A lot of great stuff the rest of the season. It's going to be a fun one. And then, man, it'll be charting season before we know it, Zach. Love to see it. All right, everybody. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!